So, welcome to the first ever episode of Talkboard. We're here with the Uncover Dark team. This is me, 23 Aaron, and alongside me I have Justin. Hi, Justin.
Hello.
Justin is famous for developing the popular tweak Jellyfish, among other things. His apps are great. You should try those out too. Right. And with us we have today... Dietrus.
Hey, guys.
Okay. We have Shady.
Okay.
And we have Patrick.
Hi.
Okay. So Patrick is not part of the Uncovered Dark team, but he is a moderator on their Discord. He is fairly well versed in how the project works, and he's a good outside perspective on the whole thing.
He's a good guy.
So we're gonna start off. With kind of like a background into Uncover Dark. So how did Uncover Dark come to life?
Are we going back to all our origin stories? Or are we just going straight to when it?
I don't want to know how you guys were born. I want to.
Yeah. All right.
Oh my, that escalated quickly.
Alright. So basically, we were all in Jailbreak General one day, and I think it was Code originally. He wanted to make a fork just as a joke. And he wanted to call it Totally Not Uncovered. And he made an app icon, and I think that was it. But then Shady got the idea, too. Is that right, Shady?
Well, what I did was, I was talking about it privately first. About when 12 came out, I wanted to do like a fork correctly. And then when we decided to do Sleo support, that's when I brought you on, because you know how to use that thing.
Yeah. And then it really evolved from there.
Me and Code were both doing the same thing at the same time. But I somehow got like 8 steps ahead of him, so we just kind of worked together.
Yeah. And basically it all evolved from there and got to where we are now. And we decided basically we were going to do everything 12 did wrong, or we were going to not do everything 12 did wrong. Because 12 did everything possible wrong. They broke licenses, which, to be honest, not everybody cares about that, but it was just piling on top of the fact that they stole code without even giving it credit. All that stuff. And they didn't even do it right. They didn't do the jailbreak right.
So you've already obviously gone into a tiny bit, Shady, regarding why you and Dietrus decided to work together. Beyond that, was there anything else besides him knowing how to use Soleil?
I think Shady just wanted another partner, like a good partner.
Okay.
And we decided to work together because I said, hey, this sounds really fun. And I want it. So I got in. And the first thing we did, straight off the bat, was implement this really, really bad True Dark mode. And I think that's what Shady did. Shady made the really bad True Dark mode. Didn't even work in settings. But it's not like that anymore, obviously. And I made this... So first, Shady wrote a really bare-bones Substrate downloader because we were going to be very license-friendly. We were going to download that dev from the internet because Sorik did not give us permission to host it. So she wrote that, and I said, hey, it doesn't work. So I ended up fixing that, and that same day, it was in the middle of class, same day I went ahead and wrote, based off that, the Cilio downloader. Because I asked Coolstar, and Coolstar said, hey, you have to get it from the Electra repo. So we did. We downloaded it straight from Electra repo, installed it, and all it really was at that time was dark mode, and it just installed Cilio automatically and did not block it. We're basically we're at the point where it's still the really bad dark mode, and it's like the brand new Cilio support. And what we did, all it took to get Cilio support really was implement the this was before the new UI cache. All we had to do was implement apt 1.7 at the time.
Yeah, you just had to swap in the apps.
Yeah, after apt 1.8 came out, and it just became much more complicated because Cilio decided it was going to delete the methods folder for Cydia's apt. So I worked around that by eventually forking Cydia, and that evolved into Cydia for Chimera, which is still broken because of an issue with Chimera, which disallows set UID bins to access launchd, a bunch of
epic
not
stuff.
User-friendly stuff. It's very epic, but I'm not really caring about it that much, and I digress.
So, So here's a question. You mentioned, so City is your own fork now. So it differs from the one you find on regular Uncover?
What I changed was Cydia statically links apt 1.4. Sorry if I'm saying apt wrong. That's just how I say it. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm pissing anybody off.
I'm not judging. If anyone else is judging, they can have words with me.
So basically, I changed the location of the methods and had it bundle the apt 1.4 methods. So basically, Cydia is completely isolated in my fork. It doesn't require you to actually install the apt 1.8 strict libraries.
Like, okay, so is it just the apt thing that separates your Cydia from the Uncover Cydia? Your Cydia.
So it was that, and before the UI cache update or the SB reload update for Uncover, I don't even know how that works. I haven't used regular Uncover in ages. But we also had the quick respring and the quick UI cache. Haven't used it. I'm actually going to go check my commits. I'm pretty sure I changed a couple other things. I think I released a couple things that never got released, causing possible memory leaks, but they didn't really affect the end user unless you were using modern depictions, because modern depictions is very intensive.
Okay.
But that's basically it. It's very close to Vigner's fork. I didn't feel the need to change much. I could, but I just don't have the time lately.
Onto the next kind of topic for today. Why do you still think that jailbreaking in 2019 is still, we still have a community around it. We still have people doing it. Why do you think that is?
We have a community because of great developers. One, that is why we have a community.
There's never going to be
the reason to have a community is important. It's important that we have the community because if the community dies, the desire for other people to make jailbreaks dies, and once that dies, then Apple has nothing. So this is jailbreaking is the defiance of Apple's
regime.
Closure. Yeah, regime per se. Closure of their system, which is good to some extent, but it's also really not, because you're selling the user this device and not giving them the permission to do what they want with it, software-wise and hardware-wise recently, but that's a different story.
Kind of leading on from that. I'm kind of skipping ahead here. So, back to why we should jailbreak in 2019. Do you think that it's going to be sort of, it's going to stay like this for a while? Do you think it's going to get more popular, less popular?
So I think I can bring Coolstar in for this, because Coolstar, you want to talk about how you say jailbreaking is going to die after on A12 and above after this?
It will eventually.
Of course it will, yes. But
A11 will always be jailbreak, but A12 is not looking good for newer firmwares.
A12 is kind of a mess right now, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, right now it only works because Apple was really sloppy in 12.1.2.
Yeah.
That's why we have a PAC forgery method.
All right, that's enough.
So that means,
thank you for that, cool story.
Don't buy an iPhone XS or above.
Yeah.
Well,
basically. So technically,
enjoy
jailbreaking
while it lasts.
Jailbreaking will die eventually.
I'm going to say yes, it will. It's going to be 10% every year.
The real problem with jailbreaking right now isn't the exploits or getting a jailbreak. In my opinion, it's the community. And I love the community very much. That's why I do everything I do.
I say we're dropping about 10% every year.
I say that, and people don't want to come anymore because of the toxicity. And really, the division is the problem. It's becoming more of a political environment than it is everybody. But it's becoming more of a political environment than it is just a fun environment for everybody to mess around with their jailbroken iPhones like it was in the iOS 6 days, iOS 7.
Yeah, basically.
I remember back when... And this is going to be controversial right now, but I think the most similar community right now to the old iOS community is the piracy community, and they are all I don't support piracy at all, I really don't, but they are all they're all in it for the fun of it. But the jailbreak community just seems like they're all in it for the drama. or the fights. They all take an extremist side, and they don't look at the facts and say, okay, I agree with this and this from this person and this from the other person. They just stick with a person. You can build off that if you want. That was just my take on it.
I mean, I'm kind of curious, though, because like if the community is getting more and more toxic, which it is, then you'd expect that, I mean, some people will find it less and less worth it to jailbreak, right?
Yes, that's why the community's dying.
People still do it, though. People still jailbreak. People still build tweaks for it. But really, I wonder what Apple would have to add to iOS
to make it not worth jailbreak. They'll never seal 100% of
people. To make it not worth jailbreaking, they would have to open the bootloader. They would have to open the bootloader. That's it. There's always something that Apple won't have, because there's always people that have ideas and they can implement them with a jailbreak. They can't do it right then, but yeah, Apple's not going to do it until next year, and they have to steal the idea anyways. Exactly. It's all about customization, and Apple can't please everyone with their customization, but with tweaks, you can.
I agree.
You can please everyone.
Yeah, because...
Or at least... Oh,
iOS jailbreak developers are really creative, and I'm not going to lie. A lot of tweaks I have are really brilliantly designed, and they're not from Apple. And it's they have creativity, I'm not going to lie.
Well, Coolstar says Apple can please 80% of users with a few changes. They already do please 80% of users. That's why most users aren't jailbroken. But I'm saying
about
for this... 80%
of the jailbreaking community.
All right, this community, 80% of the community, I think they have very different ideas on what they want their phone to look like, or they want phone to do. So I don't think Apple could please 80% of that community with just a few changes. I think they would have to add too much stuff. They would make their OS too bloated. But with tweaks, you can just decide what you want to install. Now, if Apple implemented a tweak store and anybody could make an app to repo, if they just opened their phone, then yes, that would be it. That would kill jailbreaking, because that is jailbreaking. Apple would have to jailbreak their own phones to kill jailbreaking.
Just let you flip a switch to jailbreak. Void your warranty until it's unflipped.
Exactly.
I mean, yeah, I'd say not necessarily. I'd say they can get most of the way there because they have a thing called UI Remote View, which is actually pretty cool. And they use that for custom keyboards right now, but they can use it for other things.
Yes, they can. You're right. But at that point, once you implement all that, you have all the UI tweaks you'd want, correct?
You'd have almost all of them, yeah. So that's why I said 80%. There'll still be 80%. A 20% who will still want their root shell and their other tweaks for a certain... Those will not get pleased, but...
You're exactly right. That is actually what I was referencing when I said they would have to jailbreak their own phones. Basically, at that point, you would have a separate app store just for those customizations, and that's what would please everybody.
I mean, not necessarily. It would be like how extensions are right now, for like keyboard extensions and the notifications. It would be very similar to those.
But to that extent, it would just seem like Cydia.
Not necessarily.
To the average user, I'd say it would.
It would still be people through the App Store. There'd still be a review process, etc.
Of course.
So, like, won't be malicious or whatever.
Yeah.
Kind of a throwback question for each of you. So we'll kind of go around and each of us will say our own piece. What was your first jailbreaking experience? What was both your first interaction with a jailbroken device? And if it's different to that, what was the first device you jailbroke yourself? So for example, if I go first, my first jailbroken device, it wasn't that long ago. It was an iPad 2 on iOS 6. Which I don't really think is that long ago. And that didn't last too long. When I really started sort of getting into jailbreaking was more iOS 8 and 9 with my iPhone 6.
iPhone 3G, iOS 4.
Yeah.
I started around iPhone 4, iOS 6.
Yo, I thought we were going to like say a story.
Yeah,
if you want a story.
I tried to use the App Store to jailbreak.
The first time I saw a jailbroken device, one of my friends had a jailbroken, probably an iPod Touch second generation or something. And I was like, probably like 9 or something. And he had, I don't remember what the name of it, but like, you know, the Android lock screen, like the pattern thing?
Yeah.
That one, and I saw
Android
that.
Locker,
I was like,
or Droid Lock what? XI, or whatever it is.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, it was called something like that. And when I saw that, I was like, "What? Like, what did you? How?" And he's like, some jailbreak." And I was like, "Oh." And then over the next few years, like, I mean, I was still like a kid, right? And I got like an iPod Touch 5th generation at some point when I was like 12 with paper route money. And I really wanted to jailbreak it so I could get Dreamboard. And I was like, "Dad, can I jailbreak my iPod?" And he was like, "Absolutely not." So I ended up making like a PowerPoint presentation on why I should be allowed to jailbreak. And no, I'm dead serious.
Do you have like statistics on there and everything?
Yeah, because like one of the concerns he had is that it was illegal, and I pulled up like the exception in the DMCA, or whatever the Canadian version of that is. And I showed him that, and he's like, "Oh." And then I showed him the benefits, because at the time, you couldn't just install apps on your phone. Like, if you're a developer, you had to have like the developer subscription, right? The Apple developer account, which I didn't have at the time. And I built apps, but I had to test in the simulator. So I was like, if I jailbreak, I can be able to install them. And he was like, "Oh." So then I jailbroke my phone. It was iOS 7, I think. I think it was Evasion. It was Evasion 7 on my iPod Touch 5.
So you got it as a dramatic jailbreak.
Sorry? Oh, well, I mean, I didn't really see much of the drama at the time. Because like I was just like, "Oh, Dreamboard!" And then, yeah.
Dude, you got me throwing back here. I'm thinking of like Barrel. Dude, that was stuff back in the fifth grade or whatever, sixth grade.
Like, I used to watch jailbreak tweak compilations of just all the stuff I wanted to install.
Oh yeah.
And I remember there was one, like there was a Dreamboard theme where you can make your phone look like Windows, and that shook me. I was like, "What?
Dude, that's insane."
Cool Star, if you ever wanted a chance to plug Ventana, now would be it.
basically back in the day I saw IntelliScreen X and I thought, "Dude, that looks insane." And it was $10, and back in the sixth grade, $10 was rich, man. You had ten bucks to spend on a tweak, you're insane. So I actually bought it twice because they were those kind of people that would charge money when you need an update. But basically, so what happened? My first encounter with jailbreak, my friend Ezra, met him in the fifth grade. We went to sixth grade together. We were pretty good friends. He had his iPod Touch 4. It was jailbroken on, I think I was 5. And, dude, we started talking about it. We were like, "Dude, this is so cool. I can't believe you can do this with your phone or with your iPod." And I had the same iPod, but it was on 6.1.4 at the time. And I was like, "Okay, I'll go jailbreak." And he said, "No, there's not one out for that." There was a Evasion for iOS 6, but not for 6.1.4.
I just removed the underclock.
All right. So I had it's not that old, but it's old to me. I'm just saying this is my old experience, Star. But that's just Star saying iOS 6 isn't old. But basically, that Christmas break, I had we had blocked each other, or I blocked him for some joke, and then we went on Christmas break, and I think his Postexpone came out, and I jailbroke immediately, and I texted Ezra, and I said, "Dude, it's out, and he was gonna restore to jailbreak with it, and he never responded, and I was so confused because he just didn't respond, and we got back to school, and he asked me why I never texted him back. And I realized I blocked him because he was getting he was getting my texts, and he thought I was just being stupid or something because I was texting him and he was texting me back, but I didn't respond to those. Wow. So we finally figured it out, and he was like, "Oh, dude, we just got really happy. We had our jailbreaks. We eventually got on 6.1.6 because that was the last version, but it was just." It was so fun, man. It was all really wholesome. Yeah, that was the community back then. It was just people wanting to mess with their phones and stuff. And dude, Ezra and Hayden, love story. Yeah, we are still best friends, man. Like, to this day. Still, he's got his iPhone 6S on 9.0.2 still. And it's the most stable thing.
Untethered?
He's got like untethered. He's got like 3 or 4 weeks uptime.
God, I miss untethered jailbreaks.
That thing is stable. Y'all talk about stable jailbreaks nowadays. Nah, these things are all unstable.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I mean, no offense to you. I know you work really hard, Coolstar. And I know the Uncover team works really hard, too. But back Pengu, that was
Pengu, Taiji, all that stuff, yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, I think once we hit Yalu was bad.
Bro, Yalu was God. The fuck you mean?
Dude, it was God, but it was bad.
Hey, well, I mean, you must have had an iPhone 6, man.
I had an iPhone SE, man.
Ooh.
Or an iPhone 5S back at the time. iPhone 5S.
I remember, I don't remember which jailbreak was. It was either PP or one of the Pengus or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I remember I had, my iPod Touch 5, and the amount of stuff I had, I think I had, 600 apps. And, I had a ridiculous amount of tweaks installed. And it would crash all the time. And when it would have to, reboot into safe mode or just restart in general, it would take literal hours.
Dude, I wouldn't have the patience for that.
No, I mean, I didn't. Because, I remember I was at soccer practice one time. And I went to check, my phone to see what time it was or something like that. And it was just rebooting. And, 4 hours later, it was still... And I was like, oh, that's fun.
Yeah. Dude, so back then I wanted to be a developer, but I didn't really care. I didn't know where to start. I just wanted to do the cool stuff. So I got my friend's iPhone 3G and bootlaced that thing. Android.
Oh my.
On a iOS 3 or whatever it is. I have it beside me now. No, it ran awful. It was
That's what I just said.
It was terrible. And But it was so fun because it was dude, open iBoot was so fun to mess with.
It's you cool got like it's not supposed all to
this, yeah. You got all this crazy stuff going on your computer. You got it hooked up. You can echo stuff on the screen. I'll take a little picture and post it in chat right here. I've got it pulled up right here because I recently got a nostalgia attack just a couple of days ago and I wanted to pull it back out. And I just yesterday installed open iBoot on my iPod 4 too, but. It doesn't really boot Android
Wait,
right now.
There's you no can Android. Install Open iBoot on an iPod 4?
Yeah, there's 0.3. It's very different, though. It doesn't have the GUI. It's like a grub kind of thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I'll boot it up real quick. I'll boot it up real quick while we're talking, just so I can show it.
Okay, how about you, Shady? What was your first experience?
Removing the underclock from my iPhone 3G.
Oof, it seems to be a popular one. Okay, go on, Coolstar. Just smack us all in the dirt with your early ass experiences.
Okay, so my first was 3.1.2 on an iPod Touch 3rd.
Wow.
And the first tweak I installed was Boss Paper to be able to set a wallpaper at all.
Dude.
Oh, yeah, because that was iOS 4, wasn't it? iOS 4 added wallpaper.
It was iOS 4. It was only iOS 4 on the 3GS and above.
Yep. Speaking of Boss, that just reminded me of Big Boss for some reason, but remember SB Settings?
Made by Big Boss.
SB Settings!
SB Settings, man, that was the
stuff. SB Settings, boy.
I had an iPod 4 as well as my iPod 5, and I jailbroke that too, and the two main tweaks I installed were SB Settings and OXO.
Oh,
OXO, I remember that.
Remember OXO?
Anyone remember Mobile Notifier for iOS 4?
Dude, but SB Settings was the stuff. Yeah. You see TNZ in the chat right here with the SB settings. I see you, man.
SB settings was amazing. Wow.
I wanted that update for iOS 7. Even though I had Control Center, I wanted it for iOS 7.
Just because of nostalgia.
Just for the nostalgia. I'd rather swipe on the status bar than swipe up.
Honestly, that's kind of what happens now on the
So I had it where I shook my phone. I shook it and it would pop up.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Setup.
Yeah, I had activator setup.
Yo, remember that tweet that screams when you drop off your phone?
Dude, yeah, I had a John Cena activator tweak, and I don't know if it's been updated, but it was on iOS 9, and you would shake your phone or something or do whatever activator, and it was it just played the John Cena theme and he popped up on your phone. That was so funny, man.
Oh, Super Slam. Super Slam.
Yeah, Super Slam. It was called Super Slam.
That was the one. And you could set activated gestures. I had one. I have a really funny story about this. So I had a friend of mine. I introduced him to jailbreaking on his iPhone 5. And one day, he lost a dare, basically. And I was like, okay, so your forfeit is I'm going to go on your phone and I'm going to install a tweak and you're not allowed to uninstall it for a week. So... Okay. What I did is I installed Super Slam, and I set his activator gestures to whenever he joins Wi-Fi, and whenever he puts his phone on silent. So he was telling me
that's awful.
Dude, he was telling me he got home one time, and his sister and niece live with him, right? And his niece was like 2 years old at the time. So he walks in, his phone connects to the Wi-Fi, and at full blast at 2 a.m, it starts playing the fucking John Cena music, and dude, he got in so much shit for waking up his niece.
Oh no.
That's an oof. That's gotta hurt. So, the Uncovered Dark Team. What was the worst thing or the biggest challenge about working on Uncovered Dark, or just Jailbreak in general?
So I think the biggest challenge was probably the
City of Substrate down later.
Nah, that wasn't the biggest. Dude, that took me like a day after you broke
it. Okay, well I broke it multiple times, that's true.
I think honestly the biggest challenge, so the biggest challenge with the original Cilio installer was working around whatever CoolStar changed. Eventually it got okay. Changed. No, Pwn never changed anything. But CoolStar changed some things every once in a while. Like I don't blame him. It's whatever.
Oh yeah, when
but like Uncovered Dark made it really easy because we just had all the stuff we needed to make it work. And it works great. And we never really had to change the Cilio installer.
To remove the Cilio checks, I think.
Yeah, just remove the checks, install the right stuff, have everything isolated from each other. It all worked really well. But the biggest challenge is probably the UI, because Code originally said, hey, Hydra, you want to talk about this? Because you did some UI stuff. And there's the video in the chat if you guys want to look.
Yeah, what's up?
So, back before Hydra was on the team, Code basically designed Uncovered Dark, and he did the true dark mode, whatever you guys want to call it, and he did it in Sketch, and I said, okay, can you do it in Xcode? And he said, yeah, I can
and
do it.
It took him over a week.
Yeah, man, he took over a week, and he finally got a slightly usable product, and I told him to send me the files, and he sent them to me, and they were not the files. They were the original files.
Oh, no.
And then he deleted he deleted his files, which makes me wonder, did he have them in the first place?
I'm curious.
I think did he they did ever exist? The place, but, yeah, did they ever exist? I think he did have them. He's just stupid sometimes. I love him, but he does stuff like that. Yeah. So eventually, prom night came along. And after prom, it's like 1 a.m. I'm on the phone with Code and a bunch of other people. And he's like, you know what? I will pay you if you do this UI. It's like, you know what? I will do this UI. I've never touched Xcode storyboards, and I'll do it. And the next day, I worked all day. We finished it. Finished it. It worked. It looked great.
Wait, hold up. You did this right after prom?
The next day.
That's crazy. Most people would just be hungover.
Dude, I got up.
I feel like now's as good a time as any to ask, what's the ETA on the new UI for Uncovered Dark?
Well, ask Code, because I ask Hydra, actually. Because I told him this time, hey, I'm not doing it for you again. You said you could do this. You're going to do it. So that's why I'm, you know, how's it going?
Okay, Hydra, what's that ETA? Spot,
but I actually haven't asked you about this for weeks.
ETA's on.
What's Code's so, at, even?
Code was gonna do it, and he didn't really do it right, and so I'm probably just gonna redo it completely, because he's not really changed anything.
Oh, all right, man, if you need me to do it, just tell me, because I'll do it on one of my days off.
The real question is are you gonna use my dark mode switch?
Oh yeah, I'll use the little teardrop or whatever it is.
Yeah,
whatever. The
paint drop. Paint drop. Yeah, it's not a teardrop. It's not a.
Yeah, it's a paint drop.
We're not crying about.
Let's
design.
Be correct, okay?
Yeah.
You know. Yeah, we cry when you're so emotional over dark mode. You know.
No, we cry when we switch to light mode.
Oh boy. You won't cry. It will be your eyeballs melting. That's what it will be.
Your eyes are just blind at that point.
Especially on Discord.
Oh boy. The worst part about Discord light mode is that the text is gray. It's not even black. So it just looks really ugly.
I remember the first time I saw Discord light mode, and I was like, why does that exist?
Hello, you know what the sexiest theme is? Cryptic made it. So we have a really easy way to implement themes if anybody wants to add their own theme. Basically, we just have a bunch of hex codes in the settings. I think it's the settings view controller. There's just a bunch of hex codes. And all you have to do put your hex codes in, make an app icon, because we have it where it switches app icons if you change the theme. I thought that was a pretty neat
that's pretty
addition.
Cool.
So just add your hex codes, add that, and you're done. Because Cryptic just gave me these hex codes, and I made it. And I think it looks pretty good. It's based off the Meridian jailbreak. Oh, yeah, and Cover Dark also has two light themes right now. Ooh. We have a dark, and we have a dark purple, and a super
the,
dark.
The purple is just A1 if you haven't used
it. Dude, the purple's so good. It's I mean, purple's so already my favorite color. The purple's already my favorite color. Y'all see in a second. Hold up. I'm going to take a picture of my computer. I've got a 980 Ti, so I can't use anything above High Sierra.
Oof, that's unfortunate.
Okay, yeah. Before we move on to the community questions, this is more of a sort of quick go around, and just you can add a story if you want. You can be quick if you want. It doesn't really matter. So, what is your favorite tweak, and why is it Dark Keys 12?
Oh.
I like that. See, ever since Blorik stopped working, I've been heartbroken. But then Dark Keys came out.
Okay, but for real, what's your favorite tweak and why?
Can I say ultrasound?
Ooh.
Okay, yeah, go for it.
It's beautiful. Ultrasound, wow.
Just a disclaimer, Justin may have a vested interest in recommending ultrasound, but...
Okay, I thought Justin's Apple betas.
Let me disclaim, I don't profit from ultrasound. I'm not Aiden.
Well, I mean, no one profits from ultrasound. It's free.
Oh, wow, that's true. I forgot that.
It's been like 3 days, Justin. Come on.
You know what? My memory is garbage. This has been a known fact. But yeah, no, ultrasound is amazing, and it's free now, so you should go get it, Dynastic Repo.
It's also open source, so if you want to do your own thing with it, go for it.
Yes, this is true now.
All right.
But yeah, no, definitely my favorite tweak, because, like, I mean, we've been stuck with this volume HUD since, like, iOS, or iPhone OS 1, or Mac OS 10, or whatever. Yeah. And... It's not gonna lie, it's kind of trash. And, like, I'd be in the middle of watching a video or playing a game and then change my volume and then I just can't see anything. So when I finally got ultrasound, my life was immediately improved. I love
the thing I love is, like, the attention to detail is... So, like, when you rotate the iPad, it would follow the volume buttons and things like that.
Yeah. It's so nice, like...
And even like the animation on the bell and small stuff like that is beautiful.
Oh yeah, like it's wow, like, and it's just so smooth. You can flick it away if you want to get rid of it, you know.
Yeah. Dude, it's
the best tweak
ever.
Take it from a guy who didn't want to buy any buy that many tweaks. I used Video HUD because that seemed good enough for me, and now I have ultrasound. Now that's free, it is just so much better.
Yeah,
it's
so fluid, like, so nice. It feels like an Apple product.
Oh. Right. So Shady, what's your favorite tweak? Okay, so let me just set down a ground rule. You're not allowed to say a tweak that you or one of your team members makes. That's what I'm gonna.
Oh, I can't say BetterRez. It's not even a tweak.
Wait, does that mean my ultrasound nomination is?
I'll give you a pass because it was before the rule.
So I can't say Dark Keys XII?
Damn, you can't say Dark Keys XII.
Yeah,
no.
That's tough.
Oof.
All right, go on, Shady. What's your favorite tweak?
I'm going to go with Anemone.
Oh, damn. Are you just saying that because he's here, or...?
No, I've actually used Anemone since, like, it came out. It's the only one that seems to fucking work still.
Fair enough. I don't know why. Whenever I use Snowboard, it just...
Snowboard
everything
ran, like,
decides to die.
Me.
And okay.
The enemy's still working while I'm unjailbroken, so.
Fair enough.
Does it actually?
Yeah, it does. I haven't rejailbroken my iPhone 6 in weeks.
It uses, like, Apple API, so it doesn't drain battery either.
I haven't used themes in a little while now, because I kind of like the default icons now, but
the one
I'll definitely check it out now.
The one that's on Dynastic by Azine or whatever, that's the one I'm using right now.
What, Sentient?
Ah, okay.
Yeah, and it's really nice. Still applied when I'm not jailbroken. So
I feel like Jack is gonna say something in a second.
So use Dark Starks too. That's a pretty good theme.
Yeah,
like
Starks. That's what it's called. Definitely called Starks.
What's it? The Game
no, but no jokes. Dark Stacks is really good. You should check it out.
It's a really
Stacks
nice.
And
you need
to add some icons though.
Yeah.
You guys know what's a really underrated tweak?
Ultrasound and Dark. What's it called? Fucking
Short Look.
Short Look. Yeah, that one.
Short looks really nice.
I was gonna say
Jellyfish.
By,
Mikoto? Yeah, that's a good shout.
Like, I love that tweak. I've been using it since it came out, and it's, like, it's always the first tweak I install when I get a new jailbreak.
Honestly, Mikoto's like, amazing, period.
It works on, like, every major version of iOS since, like, iOS 5. It's stable, and it does so much. Like, oh, I love it.
I've never used it.
All right, Patrick,
it's
what about
amazing.
You?
Angel X Wing is one of the best underappreciated devs in the community. Absolutely. She's been here forever, and she's amazing.
If you don't have the Angel X Wing repo, if you don't have the Angel X Wing repo in your package manager, what are you doing? Go at
exactly.
it right now.
Exactly.
I can't even see it.
AngelXWing.net, I think. Download Mikoto. I love that tweak so much. It is one of my favorites.
It's amazing.
Download AppSync too.
AppSync is pretty good too. I haven't had a use for it since Apple added the. Like
I install it just out of habit.
And like since I have my Apple developer account now, I just sign my own apps. But if you don't have that, AppSync is a godsend.
I just install it out of habit.
Oh, actually, if you use AppSync, my app installer from that I released a couple years ago, you can easily install like whichever IPA you want.
But don't use AppSync for iOS 4. You will boot loop, and we will laugh.
Just don't do that. Use the it's AppSync Unified, right?
Yeah.
AppSync Unified. If you download App Installer from, it's on GitHub, my GitHub, Snowchild, same as my Discord name. You can download App Installer and you can use that app to install apps in conjunction with AppSync. It works pretty well, and it just makes it more convenient to download apps, if you ask me.
Okay, Patrick, do you want to get your shot at naming your tweak now, and it's not Dark Keys 12?
You know, Jellyfish has been really, like, my all-time favorite, because, you know...
Oh, man, thanks!
Yeah, but no, but seriously, like...
We didn't get paid to say this.
No, man.
Sliding everyone's PayPals between each other in the group chat right now, but...
It's just, I mean, this probably looks really bad after I tried to buy Pwn's naming rights, but anyway.
No, but every every setup I had, I always kept Jellyfish because it always adapts to my wallpapers, and it looks really good. It just
Can we just hold on a second? Coolstar, did you get Justin's DM by the way?
Wait, what?
He DM'd you on Twitter about a business proposition.
Oh yeah, I'm not sure like how to react to that.
Yo, well, Coolstar, I knew exactly how to react to it.
If you decide to accept, hit me up.
I mean, thing is, we're going to use the Chimera name for all of iOS 12, so any
iOS 13 jailbreak.
Hold on, y'all just heard Coolstar said all of iOS 12.
12, ooh. But I mean, if you jailbreak 13, I mean, open to purchasing the naming rights.
All of iOS 12 is probably a good aim, because we want to have end-of-life jailbreaks for the 5S and the 6.
Yeah,
Justin Alex jailbreak, or I mean... imagine how funny it would be. It's just my username on your screen. That'd be so dumb.
A12 is probably hosed on 12.1.3 and higher, but others should be fine.
Alright, that's hype.
I mean, you know what? Like, if you're interested, let me know, and then maybe you can work something out.
Okay.
Alright, so I want to do my favorite tweet. I'm going to do it real quick.
Didn't you already say Ultrasound?
I'm not going to say it. No, I didn't. My favorite tweet's not Ultrasound. It's really good. But I think my favorite tweak. This is really stressful. I'm not quite sure. I want to say Weavamp. I'm not even saying it because Jack's on the team. I'm not even so. Hold up. I'm not saying it because Jack's on the team. Let me go scroll back and find these DMs. This was before I joined jailbreaking. This was a long time ago, and I'm about to leak our DMs.
Jack is about to print out a poster of you and hang it on his wall.
It's already on his wall.
All right, so I'm not going to get the DMs because it's too much.
It's going to be the Thanos emote.
But basically, like, I think it was July 2018 or something. I DM'd Jack on Twitter because I saw Weavamp was released and I thought, wow, this is amazing. I love it. And I asked him, hey, can you make it for the Apple TV? And he said, yo, I'll try that. And then about 7 months later, he didn't try it. And I joined Jailbreak. I joined Jailbreak under my brand new name, Deatrice, and I said, "Hey guys, I'm cool. I'm gonna do some developing because I made Better Res, and which is just a stupid resolution changer that doesn't work on Chimera.
And we had an owl RC.D.
Yeah, then we had the owl emote because I was owl for a while.
Yeah, we have this owl emote.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what that is? I've wondered.
That's what
that is.
I was. So you want to see the video? Oh, the video got taken down.
Send it.
Shady, do you have it still? Because the video got taken down.
Yeah, I'll go find it, man.
Okay, send it.
Yeah, I'll go find it. Don't worry about it.
Okay, in the meantime. Okay, go on. No, you continue.
So Wevamp was great, and I loved it because it was nostalgic, and it's great. But eventually, I think it's very recently, like a couple of months ago, I told Jack, hey, I'm going to do the Apple TV version because you never did it, and I did it. And it's like, it's the best thing ever, and I love it. So if you have an Apple TV and it's jailbroken, please install it. That's like a really self-plug there, but it's
I found the video.
I love how I specifically said, let's not self-plug, and it ended up in a self-plug.
I'm sorry, but it's like, you gotta trust me, it's a really nice tweet.
Bro, we gotta plug
up. Okay, okay,
you're
gonna,
open that Owl versus the Police video, too.
We have
that. Yeah, that's what I was based off.
Okay, Coolstar, what's...
It's had a different name, but we're not gonna talk about it.
Coolstar, what's your favorite tweet?
It's different.
Alright, so if I'm not talking about it in my own, it's definitely, it's like, okay, it's a tie between these two tweaks, Color Banners 2 and Color Flow 4.
Oh, Color Flow is nice.
Yeah.
Color Flow is very nice.
I won't lie, though, I prefer Artsy.
Yes, Justin and Alex, bro. Justin Plus Pro.
Yeah, Justin Plus Pro. Great tweet.
TNZ's really out here.
ITNZ, it's Justin Plus Pro, best
if,
tweet ever. It's,
if you guys want access to this tweet,
repo.applebetas.co. I'm abandoning you. This is my new favorite tweet.
No, that's a meme. Like, we made a meme that, like, Aiden and me were the same person.
I literally thought you guys were the same person.
Well, that's the thing. Like, we've collaborated on a couple tweaks. We live, like, 20 minutes from each other. Like, we're both from Toronto, right? So, like, we've met up and made tweaks and whatever, so we always make memes that were the exact same person, and like people didn't realize it was a meme, so for the longest time they thought we were actually the same person, just using different accounts.
But yeah, I only learned this when we were in that group chat.
We're like 13 minutes from 12.
Anemone's joke last year?
Oh, that was
Johnny Eye faces.
Oh, yes. Jesus.
What was the joke?
Every icon turned into Johnny.
Oh, they were all Johnny. Oh my gosh, dude!
I want that co-star. Make me one.
Yo, I mean, speaking of meme tweaks, do you guys remember Suck?
Oh Suck. My god, Suck was incredible.
Yes.
Yo, Aina's still a thing, bro.
Wait. Forget all of that, Justin. Execuboka.
Yes.
Execuboka.
Yes.
So, for those of you that don't know, you know the dynamic wallpapers with like the dots in the background? Imagine each of the dots was an Apple executive face instead.
Johnny Ive, Craig Federighi, Eddie Q, Tim Cook. It's beautiful. It is splendid. Amazing tweak.
Yeah.
You're right, Coolstar, it is.
Right, so, okay. So I'm going to go with my favorite tweet because I'm the only person who hasn't gone yet. And I'm kind of affiliated with Dynastic, so I'm going to avoid Dynastic tweaks, as hard as that is for me.
You're an honorable
Are you picking iNut, then?
I'm going to go simple. I'm going to go Filesa. I think Filesa...
Oh, yeah, okay.
Filesa is solid. It's solid. It's feature-packed, and I've paid for it, and I've never regretted spending a single penny on it. It's an amazing tweak.
Yeah, you know what I have to say about that?
Mm-hmm.
The hex editor on iFile was better.
Bro, I prefer iFile because it randomly breaks your device.
Oh my god. Yo, speaking of randomly breaking your device, I told you guys that like the tweak that I really wanted when I first jailbroke was Dreamboard, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
But I don't remember how this happened, but I think either Dreamboard wasn't compatible with iOS 7 yet or something like that. And I installed it, and it immediately boot-looped my device.
Oh, yikes.
And I was like, oh. So then I spent, like, 2-3 hours getting it out of that. But that is a fun memory.
I deleted the linguistic data. And then when it boot-looped, I was like, okay, I did this. Oops.
Okay, so onto the next segment. So you guys submit some questions, and we will answer them among us. Oh wow, okay, we have a lot of questions. We should probably get through these. Okay.
Patrick, how many times did you spam?
Hey man, I'm good at answering all these questions.
Okay, so what I'm gonna do is
Lollicop? Are you
Lollicop 999. That would be Chronix.
At Lollicop.
That's Chronix.
Chronix? Yeah. Okay, come on in here, Chronix.
Chronix is unmute. I'm gonna unmute you. Go ahead, ask your question, bud.
Ask your question.
Yeah, so my favorite jailbreak personally that I've used would either probably be Double Helix or Yalu. So I'd like to know, what's your favorite jailbreak?
Okay, thank you for the question.
Async Wake Fun.
I'm kind of nostalgic for Jailbreak Me, to be honest.
I would say, here's my favorite jailbreak, not because of stability, not because of features, but this is just for sheer, like, badassery. It was when, so I don't know if you remember, I think it was about iOS 9, I think it was iOS 9 or iOS 8 when Pangu released a jailbreak, and someone submitted it to the App Store, and it got in.
Dude, that was amazing.
Dude, that is by far my favorite, like, you know, jailbreak.
That's a fucking god move.
Dude, it was amazing.
It was just installing an app from the App Store and jailbreaking. Like, it was mind-blowing. And if we ever got that opportunity again, it would be amazing.
Yeah. I remember, as a kid, before, like, I was allowed to jailbreak or whatever, I would watch videos of people using, like, Jailbreak Me. Like, I remember, like, there was one that was a slight to unlock, the other that looked like the App Store.
Mm-hmm.
And that is my favorite thing ever, because it's like, it's just so simple to install. You don't need any other device, you don't need to install anything crazy, whatever. You open your browser, swipe or tap, boom, jailbroken.
Okay. Yeah, like, it was great.
Amazing. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna have to go with that for my favorite.
Yeah.
Alright, I got a shill brand break.
No, what are you doing, man?
Alright, what's the one with the mix?
Okay, wait. one more. Okay.
All the Yalus, Home Depot. Right? Home Depot, I think.
Home Depot, yes.
I think my iPod Touch 5 is jailbroken with Home Depot, I think. It's in a box right now. But
okay,
we got it.
Here's a fun part. Coolstar, what's your favorite jailbreak? And you're not allowed to say Electra or Chimera.
Oof. Uncover.
No.
Alright, what is
it? So mine is one that I actually have not even used just because of how it was promoted. So, like, this is technically my second favorite because someone already took the App Store one.
Yeah, that was
me. Is it Molly Hentai?
No, but if you look up Xiphone and Caveman on YouTube, you'll see a video of them promoting the jailbreak as so easy a caveman can do it.
Oh my god.
This was for 1.1.2, I think.
Jesus.
Yeah, I found it on
Sunday. Yeah. That's fire.
I tell you what, you know what's funny. Definitely up there? Totally Not Spyware is 100% up there.
Oh, because yeah. Of how that's it dropped. And they did it cool, too. Because
yeah,
and
how
like,
it dropped.
Oh, who dropped this jailbreak, dude?
It took like 3 days for someone to be like, is this okay to use or not?
Yeah. Yeah, are we good? Dude, it was really funny.
Yeah.
Okay, so next, I guess, since Coolstar's here and he asked a question, what do you think of Swift?
I personally like Swift.
I have zero experience with Swift, so...
I personally enjoy the language. Like, I find that it's a lot less verbose, but it doesn't, for me anyway, it doesn't lose any of, like, the readability or, like, it's still easy to understand, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and for UI, if I'm just doing UI work... with Swift, it's great. It's actually, I think it's better because there's going to be more frameworks that are just for Swift.
I have not used Swift UI yet. I plan to use it soon. It's just that my Mac, I need it to be on Mojave right now because I can't afford to have it be unstable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I haven't, like, I mean, I have Xcode 11, so I could try it out. It's just that, I mean, all the new features, like the live updating, whatever, you need Catalina for it, but...
Yeah.
But like Swift as a language, I personally quite like it. Like, especially
anybody else have any opinions?
Bren break.
Bruh. All right, we're gonna do another question. Is that okay?
I was gonna say I was waiting for someone to come in with the fuck Swift, but
also,
apparently not.
Fuck Swift.
There we go.
Jack asked this question.
Wait, hold on. I was gonna go to Blue's question first.
What? Oh,
good job.
Go to my question real quick. Alright, how did each of you start? No, I literally don't. How did each of you start creating tweaks and apps? Any specific beginner tutorials you'd suggest?
Alright, you don't want to hear mine.
Do you want to
get me banned?
I do mine.
Yeah. I know for a fact Hayden's
let's
will get him, like, insta banned.
Let's all do stories because I'm going to tell my story too.
Bet story time. Alright,
Justin, go first. Let's go.
All right, so I guess I'll start with how I got into coding or whatever. So, like, when I was, like, 6, my parents gave me a hand-me-down laptop, And for the first couple of years, I just played like browser games and caught multiple viruses and whatever. But eventually I was like I was in the car with my dad and I was like, hey dad, how easy would it be to create a TV station? And I was like 8 years old, so I had no idea how much it would cost and whatnot. He was like, no, that's crazy. That's not possible. And I was like, what about a website? And he was like, oh. So eventually, like, I went to the library, got a... Fast forward a couple years. And at this point, I'm about 13. I've created a few Windows apps and Visual Basic, whatever. And, like, when I was younger, my dad got an iPhone. And when I saw the App Store, I was like... I want to build an app, but like you needed a Mac and like I didn't have one. So I saved up and when I was 13, I finally bought my Mac. Like I had already wanted to build apps for a long time. So like I actually learned off of YouTube and I highly disrecommend learning how to build apps off of YouTube. It's a terrible idea.
They type slow.
I'm serious. Like you pick up so many bad habits. It's terrible.
Let me guess. They had like the techno music and then the notepad.
It was a voice tutorial. But like, let's just say for the first little while that I was building iOS apps, instead of passing variables, I was like holding the values in global. Like, sorry, instead of passing
God.
Arguments,
oh, Jesus
I was holding
Christ.
Values in global variables. It was terrible.
What?
I no longer do this.
I'm glad to hear.
He was 13. I'm gonna give you a break there because I wasn't doing that when I was 13.
So, I learned off of YouTube. Terrible idea. And then from there, like, I built a couple apps, but I never released them. They never actually got finished because, like, one of them I built so horribly that iOS 8 broke it. And then the other one I just never finished. I kind of want to finish it at some point though. Mm-hmm. And then in grade 10. I was an IB in grade 10, and one of the things you have IB. To do to get your IB, whatever it is, for the
Integrated
MIT.
Business.
No, it's international.
Oh, international baccalaureate. We have those here.
Yeah. So, it's like, one of the things I had a good time in it, but I didn't do the 11.
I don't even know what y'all talking about at this point.
Well, okay, basically, one of the things we had to do to, like, graduate that program is we had to make a personal project, which was, like, a project on anything as long as you do the correct paperwork. So I was like, this is a great excuse to build another app since, you know, now I'm forced to finish it. So I built this app that was designed to help kids learn math, and it's absolute trash. It's free on the App Store right now. And then, I mean, just from there, I just continued making more apps and blah, blah, blah. And, I mean, I've been jailbroken since I was probably 13, 14, iOS 7 time-ish. And, like, I always kind of wanted to make a tweak, but, like, the guides that I had found were no bueno. But eventually, like, Aiden, like, pressured me to make a tweak, and he was like, do it. And I was like, okay, fine. So I made clean home screen. And, like, he helped me, like, when I had issues and whatever. So I got that out. And then, yeah, so that's pretty much how I started. And then from there, it's history.
Just to jump in there with a... you guys should all download Impeach from the App Store. Great app.
Yay! Yes, please download Impeached.
This guy's an established developer. You went down the right route. You went down the actual, like, established, okay, I'm going to do this, and this. I started developing.
And he kept it to his passions, too, which is good.
Yeah, I did it wrong.
All right, go on. What's your story?
I'm now intrigued.
Yeah, I did it all wrong. So this is back when you all pirated. Don't tell me you didn't pirate. Like, well,
that's how you know it's going to be a good story, when it starts with the "you all did this too."
Okay, so we all did it. So most of us did, I hope. But so I was a mod on the AppCake forums.
Oh dear.
And this is back when I was a script guy. I had my 2 GB of RAM. Like Intel Celeron, Windows, PC, like a little laptop, eMachines. Oh, it was an eMachines. I love it. Yeah, bleep out the piracy whenever I accidentally say it.
This entire story is going to be bleeped, just so you're aware.
All right, so basically I said, hey, you guys, you got the app game down, but you see these piracy repos, they have their own little market to themselves. We need to encroach on their market. And the guy who owned AppCake said, wow, that's a good idea. And I was 12 at the time. And he was like, hey, you want to do it? And I said, uh-huh. Okay. And I was like, all right, I'm going to dive right in. So he basically gave me a server and said, oh, and he gave me, so you guys know I'm going to expose Orange Banana Spy, but it's all in the public. Orange Banana Spy, Nude Keys guy. I love him so much. He's the best. He's taught me everything I know. He was also doing stuff under AppCake at the time. He was just getting a server from them, and he helped me so much. It was just me and him. We were partnered on the repo, and we made that. It was called Sidekick, and we got a lot of users at the time because we made a thing called OBSX where it was basically what SciDown did. And Julio Verne got the idea from us. We did this. You would have to download this when you got the repo. It sounds like a malware. It basically is. You would have to download it when you got the repo, and it would take your UDID, and we would store it. And then we would use those UDIDs in the same tweak to crack other tweaks.
Oh.
And we cracked IntelliScreen X, I think it was the 8.1 library with that back in the day. And eventually, we were having all these cool exclusive tweaks because you could only crack them with a OBSX, and OBSX had a little DRM in it where you could only use it with Sidekick. So tons of people were using our repo, like upwards of 500,000. And then we moved to AppDB. And we lost a couple hundred thousand users because, you know, the move, we had to rebrand. We were still Sidekick, but we had to rebrand and everything. So we lost a couple hundred thousand users. And eventually I said, you know what? I'm about to go to high school. I'm done. And I told Freddie, the guy who owned AppDB, I told him, hey, I quit. And it died. It just died right there in the water. And I'm fine with it because, you know, I don't like piracy. It's not good. It was all just a big learning experience, and it was fun.
But you know who thinks piracy is good?
Who thinks? Code?
Code?
Code thinks it's good.
We have the evidence. Shady, bring up the screenshots. Yeah. We need the screenshots.
Yeah, bring out the screenshots. Bring out the screenshots. I'm sorry for the people that are actually listening to this. You won't be able to see the screenshots, but you just know Code Red Killer. He's basically, that was how I got into just wanting to do all this, and then I quit for years. I came back. I just came back in February, March, because I was like, you know what? I was just lurking in the Jailbreak Discord, and I saw Patrick and a few other guys in the VC. I was like, okay, let's go see if these guys are any cool. Who these guys are? Who are the guys in the Discord VC for the Jailbreak Discord? And I went and talked to him. I was like, hey, these guys are pretty cool. So I got into it, and that's the reason I'm here today under the new name. I came for Jack. You know what? I came for Jack. We're gonna say that. But I didn't even know you were here, Jack, until like later. Because I remember you were just talking one day. I was like, dude, that's you. You're the guy.
All right.
And I thought you were like this big developer. I was like, that's so cool. It's that guy.
Okay, onto the next question, bringing it back to Uncover Dark a little bit more.
Yeah, okay.
What do you plan to do after the current roadmap is complete? I didn't even know you guys had a roadmap, but sure.
Yeah, it's kind of, I haven't updated that roadmap in forever. I forgot about it. I forgot about that roadmap.
Isn't the roadmap literally just wait for UI to be done?
See, my Mac took 95
so the,
watts.
So I think the roadmap was I think the roadmap was basically just substitute support, and it was really my manifesto. It was my reasoning behind doing it because I didn't like the split community, and this was my way of saying, hey, you can have it all. And we don't need to fight about it. Everybody can just be happy. Like, I don't need to sound like a hippie here, but like straight up, we don't need to fight about these stupid, irrelevant things.
Okay.
Yeah, there's the roadmap in the chat, and it's really not relevant anymore.
Yep.
Because I'm working 40 a week and tons of other projects.
Let's go back to the development stories. I think we skipped Shady and Patrick.
I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah, that's my bad. That's completely on me.
Mine's gonna be really simple because it was not that long ago. It was in March.
Mm-hmm.
I was using Nude Keys, and you know, I liked it. You know, it was all good, but it gave me a keyboard error, and it just had too much compact and gray. I didn't like that gray, and especially when I had black. Not till a few months ago, I was a genius, and I was in development. I asked, how do I do this? I didn't want to fuck up.
Of course, man. I understand.
And then I had Ultra, a genius still, and we actually were... We had We had tons of fun making the tweak, and there is an update coming soon, you know? Yeah. I'll show a leaked screenshot if you want.
I'm glad to claim to have personally tested A12 support as well.
Speaking of Ultra, that guy worked. He did some good work on Uncover Dark. No offense to Shady, but probably more than Shady did.
Yeah, that's fair. My Mac took 90.
He did some miscellaneous like actual coding. So like I don't understand. He gets really underappreciated. I don't think he's even in a lot of the credits. That like he's in our credits, but he's not in a lot of the credits. But we just got to appreciate Ultra. He's really great. I love him.
Okay, so... right, go on, Shady. Oh, no.
Okay, here. Reference, I did not fork Lord. Okay, I did not fork. That code is nasty. I didn't want to touch it at all. I looked at it. I was like, nah. It's not
all right, so do you want when I first started Lord. Developing or when I started doing iOS?
Whatever you feel like is more appropriate.
So I started doing HTML because I was like bored, and my website's still like shit if you go to that main URL. And for iOS, I took Yalu, and then I threw Ziva in the view controller because I didn't know how code worked. And that's how I got banned from here the first time.
The first time being the imperative word there.
Well, the first official time, but... Basically, so I started to just, I saw the Uncover source, and I saw it was still nasty, so I learned what it all meant, and that's what we're doing now.
Fair enough. Okay, on to the next question. What's your guys' favorite iOS version? Wow. Mine, personally, I would say 9. 9 was
Ooh,
just...
Nine. That's a good one. 9 was a good one.
Yeah, 9 was beautiful. It was like perfect. The culmination of like so many things.
10.1.1.
They took 7 and improved it twice, and they perfected it, and then they ruined it again.
It's like I mean, snow leopard of iOS. That's what it is.
Like so far, I 12 is good. 13 yet. I'm gonna go with 12.
12. Really? Okay, interesting.
I was thinking with 10.1.1.
If you're asking me the most nostalgic version, I could say something else. But like as far as favorite version, the one that I would rather use, definitely 12. 13's in beta, so it's probably gonna be 13 within a few months. But
okay, nostalgia has a part in it for me.
It definitely does, but for me, favorite, like if I'm gonna pick a favorite iOS version, it's like the one I would most want to use. And for me, that's 12, just because it's the most, it has the most features and it's stable. It's just overall a good version of iOS, and I do quite enjoy it.
I think
Apple did a great job.
I'm thinking in terms of like, in terms of what I enjoyed using most at the time. That's how I'm approaching it.
Emotional attachment, yeah.
Yeah, nine basically. Was pretty solid, I have to say.
Yeah,
9 was
seven.
Great.
7 was like I really liked the new design. So
7.1 and above is good.
7.1.2, man.
Who,
that was the
okay. Stuff. Wait. Who used 7 developer beta 1?
Bro,
nope. That is
my god.
You know how mad I was?
So bad. Who remembers
you know
like,
how
the
mad
pinstripes?
I was back when.
Do you guys remember the pinstripes?
Yeah.
The pinstripes were so bad.
If it's not 7.1 or above, 7 is shit.
Yeah. Hold up. Do you remember when the A4, the A4 chip, it was in the iPhone 4 and the iPod 4.
iPod Touch 4, yeah.
And the iPhone 4 got iOS 7, but the iPod 4 didn't. And you have no idea.
Okay, well, let me put it to you this way. Let me put it to you this way. That was a mercy killing for the iPod because iOS 7 on the iPhone 4 was trash.
It was awful.
Oh, and Shady's right. The iPod had less RAM.
Yeah, it had less RAM. It had 256 instead of 512, I think.
Yeah, you're right. Well, I didn't know that as a kid.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Just download
more. Actually, just like you taught me something today.
The iPod also has a slower clock speed.
Oh, does it?
Just remove the underclock.
Okay, Cool Star, what's your favorite iOS version, like in terms of what you enjoyed using most at the time?
In terms of on all of my devices, it's definitely iOS 9.
9. See, well, 9 is just so good.
Specifically 9.3. Because
9.3 is a good shout.
Interesting.
9.0 had a few issues with the like vNode limits like being exhausted
never...
by the... Whereas that was fixed in 9.3, so...
I will 100%, I will take all the flack for this. I think 9 had the best first developer beta of any iOS.
I'm going with 12.
I used beta. 8.
9 was so smooth on developer beta 1.
10's beta was more questionable.
Dude, 8 was cool because it just had... Do you guys remember in the app switcher, it just had the contacts at the top?
Oh, yeah.
I'm so annoyed.
The next version. They were gone.
I never used that.
My favorite thing is in iOS 11, developer beta 1, you could literally watch your battery bar burn. It was incredible.
Oof. Yeah, no, iOS 11, like, the betas, if I remember correctly, weren't the stablest. 10 was pretty bad,
like,
too.
Though I can believe that the 9 betas were stable because, like, you remember it accompanied, I think it was El Capitan?
Yeah.
On the macro site? So I had a Hackintosh that I installed El Capitan beta 1 on, and I just stayed on it forever. Like,
because it's just El Capitan so smooth.
El Capitan was released, and I think it was like almost until Sierra launched, and I was still on beta 1 of El Capitan.
Yeah. Wow.
Like, oh, I just...
Jesus. El Capitan was good. El Capitan and Sierra were really good.
Yeah, I loved Sierra.
Wait, you
Sierra
guys update your Mac?
High Sierra was so bad.
I ended up updating...
I'm on High Sierra, and I love it.
I was going to say my condolences.
I eventually ended up updating to the... like, I think 10.whatever.5, I forget the number, but yeah, 10.11.5. But yeah, I jumped from beta 1 to that.
Oof.
Okay,
the beta 1 was perfectly good that entire time?
Yeah, beta 1 was perfectly good.
Wow.
So we're gonna move to the last two questions now.
And this was on a Hackintosh too.
Oh, last two.
Yeah, because we're kind of getting pressed for time here. So the first one is from a young lad called Moo. He says he has no idea how to write tweaks. I believe a lot of it is written in Objective-C. Is there any progress on Swift-based tweaks? So I believe... I think Coolstar is probably the best person to jump in on this.
Yeah,
honestly, Uroboro would be Fuck the best Swift. Guy.
No, Swift is nice.
Dilio is being rewritten in Swift, FYI. Cilio is being rewritten in Swift.
Is
Swift tweaks going to be a possibility?
You'd have to ask Kabir about that. He knows more about.
Yeah, Kabir
Swift.
And Uroboro.
Okay.
Or however you say his name. This basically the Theos developers.
Okay. Okay. So next question. Do you guys have any other modding jailbreak communities that you enjoy?
Modding jobs?
Homebrew for the 3DS.
Yeah.
Wii.
I was in the PS3 jailbreak scene for a while. That was pretty fun.
I want to get a new Wii so I can homebrew it, because like the Wii that I had my entire childhood is at my parents'.
Switch is on Arch Linux.
I've got my Wii here still, and I homebrewed it, and it's just so fun to mess with. It's just so fun.
Did any of you guys jailbreak PS3s? Am I the only one?
No, I didn't even own a PS3, man.
Yeah, me neither. I was all about
Damn, I'm the only one.
Yeah, we had the Nintendo stuff. We had the DSs. I just played Pokemon, man.
I had all of them, to be fair. I just enjoyed doing it on the PS3 most.
Delta Emulator by Riley Tested, my favorite app of all time.
Hello, Sam G.
Hey, Sam. How are you tonight?
10 out of 10. I missed it.
Ultra's here, you know?
Ultra's here?
Yeah, he's here.
Hi, Ultra.
Right now.
Ultra's here in the chat?
Yeah.
Unmuted.
He's in the voice chat.
Say hello, Ultra.
Hi, Ultra. Hey,
Ultra, say hi.
Right.
He just muted himself.
Hello.
Hello.
You're killing me. Hey, Ultra.
Dude, I really love your drawing.
I told everybody that you were important, but you are an important uncovered.
Oh, thank you. I know I haven't contributed.
You're close to my heart.
I've been busy.
Yeah, but you're close to. I haven't contributed much either. You're close to my
heart. Okay. So this is going to be it. Thank you all for joining us. We're very glad
you
could make it. Okay, so this is going to be a regular podcast. It's going to most likely be weekly. It may not be the same day. It may not be the same time, but it will be once a week. And another question I saw is regarding where it's going to be hosted. If all goes well, it should appear on Apple Podcasts and Spotify tomorrow. Failing that, I will upload it onto YouTube. Okay, anyway, yeah, any closing comments?
I love all you guys.
Okay.
For real.
I love all of you also. So yeah, keep please tuned. Please follow me on Twitter at 23Aaron_. And the reason I'm plugging myself, there's an actual reason, is because that's where I'll be posting updates on what's going on with Talk World next week, who the hosts will be, who the guests will be. I do think it's going to be something special. I think it's something you guys are going to enjoy. And that will be it. I hope you enjoyed yourselves. I hope you found this entertaining, and I hope you tune back in next week.